The Falcons were back to work in Flower Branch today, November 4th, as they turned their attention to their West Coast opponent, the 49ers. Now, the biggest headline going into this weekend's matchup is that the 49ers will be sitting their first-string quarterback, Colin Kaepernick, and instead starting their second-string quarterback, Blaine Gabbert, and letting him call the shots. Now, this isn't the first time the Falcons have gone against an opponent that has had their second-string quarterback starting for them. Both the Cowboys and the Titans did that, and the result of those two games, well, the Falcons win.
Definitely, you know, look to take advantage of, you know, probably not the starter in there, but we still have to prepare, like, you know, that's a great quarterback stepping in for him, because this is, you know, the NFL, so everybody's, you know, best of the best.
Gabbert was the 10th overall pick in the 2011 draft. Since then, he's played in 29 games, had 23 touchdowns and 24 interceptions.
Obviously, he hasn't been on the film that much, so, I mean, he's a real experienced guy, so they're going to probably run the same offense they would run with Colin Kaepernick. So we're just going to go out there and do what we do, use the tendencies that they've been showing all season, and just make plays from that.
He's pretty mobile, too. I played him in college, and I played him my rookie year. So he's pretty mobile. He's not as mobile as Kaepernick, but he's got to be ready for anything.
Your injury update for today's practice: Leonard Hankerson, Mike Person, Justin Durant, Robert Alford, and William Moore were all held out of practice doing some rehab with the medical staff. And an injury, though, means that it's time for the next person in line to step up.
You know, the next guy up, you know, we expect him to come in and play just as good, if not better. You know, everybody in this locker room is working, and we compete like you're going to go in and you're going to be the starter. And, you know, those guys do a tremendous job throughout the week, and you can see it, and it pays off. Guys like DeRizzi. You know, he can come in and play and play at a high level.
The traveling schedule will be a little bit different for this weekend's game, especially since it's a West Coast matchup. The Falcons will leave on Friday after practice in order to get a full day of practice in on Saturday.
Absolutely, especially from a time change. You know, you want your body and your mind to be right for the game. And as much as you can stay on course on the schedule, the best opportunity you have from a mental standpoint.
Everyone here at AtlantaFalcons.com wants to make sure you're up to date on everything Falcons football, so make sure you're following us on all of our social media accounts, as well as checking right back here to AtlantaFalcons.com. Thanks for joining us on this gloomy branch report. I'm Ashley Rose.